first race ever for the Saudi and Williams team, and Frank Williams will be beside himself with joy. Seven wins for Frank Williams' team, six of them here for Alan Jones.
It's a brutally competitive world, especially if you're running a team. And Frank had a passion for cars, for racing. There was nothing else he was really interested in doing. And he was just remarkable in every respect.
Yeah, the tributes are flowing in for Sir Frank Williams, age 79, who passed away last night. One of the most influential figures ever in the history of Formula One racing. And one man that knows him better than most is the man that drove his first world championship for him, the great Australian Alan Jones, who's been good enough to jump on the line for us this morning. Alan, thanks so much for your time. Wish we could do it in better circumstances.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's nice to be able to verbally give Frank the accolade that he deserves.
What are your emotions when you heard the news of Frank's passing?
Oh, obviously very sad. I mean, apart from being my boss, he was a very good friend, and you know, I used to go to his house on a Sunday and have a game of tennis, and we'd have Sunday lunch, and, you know, he became a very good friend. And the three of us, Patrick Head and Frank Williams and myself, were, you know, we were the three musketeers, the first people to sort of be successful in a Williams car.
And what are your early memories of your sort of early meetings with Frank?
Well, I used to speak to Frank at the odd Grand Prix, but just only on a social basis. And when I was looking for another drive in 1978, Frank approached me and said, you know, would you be interested in having a drive? And I said, yeah, because every driver says yes to every team owner, just in case you've got to pick one. And then he rang me up out of the blue and said, can you meet me on the side of the motorway? I'd like to take you to the factory and have a look at the new car. Which I did, and it was the first car that Frank had actually built. Prior to that, he'd actually purchased other makes, and then, you know, just put his name on them or whatever. But this was a purpose built chassis car that was started from zero to finish, designed by Patrick Head and called a Williams.
What made him such a great racing person?
Oh, he's tireless. He goes beyond passion. I mean, it's just, even the fact that when he became a quadriplegic, I mean, most able-bodied guys, myself included, couldn't go to that many Grand Prix and put up with all that crap for so long. Patrick Head virtually, he retired. But, you know, Frank was in a wheelchair, he'd go to all of them. And some of the circuits were just nightmares to get around, like Monaco and a few of those sort of places. But, you know, Frank, given his disability, he would be at every Grand Prix. He had a passion which was unparalleled.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So that happened in 1986 in a serious car crash, and it wasn't until 2013 that he basically gave up the day-to-day running of his team to his daughter, Claire, in 2013. So that's a remarkable long stretch that he kept going with such, obviously, a serious ailment that he had. What are your memories of the time when he suffered that serious accident?
Well, the ailments that he had, virtually, I mean, I think he was only given, well, he nearly died about two or three times in a London hospital. But Frank has probably surpassed, I don't know any other word for it, but used by date's probably the wrong choice of words, but, you know, by about 25 or 30 years, given the injury that he had, he wasn't expected to go anywhere near as far as he did, you know, before this happened. But he was just, you know, typical Frank. He was just so determined, so one-eyed, and he just loved motor racing so much. That's all he knew.
Yeah, it's a remarkable record. Nine Constructors' Championships, seven Driver Championships between 1980 and 1997. I mean, there's a lot of influential figures in a sport, and obviously Sir Frank is right up there. How significant is he in terms of figures for the sport that you've participated in and loved for so many years?
Well, when you look at Ferrari, Lotus, for the amount of Grand Prix that they won, they were in the sport a hell of a long time before Frank. And he's come along and basically equaled just about all of those that record in a very much shorter space of time. I mean, you know, from where he started, I mean, Frank used to wheel and deal out of a public phone box at one stage of the game, wheeling and dealing and used racing car parts. So he's come from very humble beginnings to an icon of motorsport throughout the world.
And on a moment like this, on a day like this, when we reflect on Sir Frank, for you, does it bring memories of 1980 flooding back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was actually talking to Jonathan Williams this morning. He phoned me up and he said, I was with Dad about 2 weeks ago, and he used to love on a Sunday afternoon replaying some of the shots of you in the early car in the early days. He used to love it, and that made me feel really happy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, as it would do. And we've got a lovely tribute here from, we've seen Lewis Hamilton this morning saying, Sir Frank Williams is one of the kindest people I've had the pleasure of meeting in this sport. What he achieved is something truly special. Until his last days, I know he remained a racer and a fighter at heart. His legacy will live on forever. Just the sport overall, Alan, it's the rivalries of what made it over the years. And right now in the sport, we've got a fantastic rivalry and a great race for the championship this year. How have you seen it? There just seems to be a lot of people have fallen in love again with Formula One because this race for the title. How have you seen it so far this season?
Well, you can't beat a good controversy, can you?
Absolutely.
I mean, the only other thing that would better it if they had a fight on the podium. but, you know, I mean, Bernie Eccleston would love all that. But, no, it's been extremely interesting. It's, to watch two guys go down to the line and have that fierce rivalry, I think it's added another dimension to it.
Yeah, well, you were obviously the guest on This Is Your Journey on the weekend, and you spoke about, I guess, how different the drivers are these days compared to your days and the personality that they had and how fiery they were. Is this exactly what the sport needed to get this sort of intensity and almost, for the want of a better word, hatred between two drivers?
Well, yes, exactly. I think, as I said before, you can't beat a bit of controversy. You can't beat a bit of sportsmanship and showmanship. And I mean, to my mind now, and I mean with all due respect, most of the drivers, you know, they're all running around with their makeup boxes and everything and, you know, getting ready to go on the latest CNN feature or whatever it is. But, I just want to see, I mean, they're all too scared to pass in case they touch the stewards and say it's dangerous and, you know, give them about 90 bloody places grid penalty. And it's just all getting ridiculous. I mean, they should just get out there and have a damn good go and have a fight and we see some good wheel-to-wheel racing and, more importantly, overtaking. They've got to do something about the new cars coming out next year, which is going to allow them to travel a little bit closer than what they can now and instigate some more overtaking.
Yeah, that's what we all love to see in the sport. You know, we've got Daniel Ricciardo in there at the moment, but a pretty exciting announcement a couple of weeks ago with young Oscar Piastri that's going to be joining the ranks next year. How good can Oscar be, do you think?
Well, obviously he's very good. I mean, he's won a Formula 3 championship. He's won a Formula 2 championship. You know, he's one of these sort of people that no matter what he puts his bum in, he's successful, and that's always a good sign. I think he's got the ability to go right the way through.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, and you'd see Oscar get a main drive in the years to come. Just on the championship for this year, is Max going to get there, or do you think Lewis Hamilton will get across the line again?
Well, that's the beautiful part about it. It's a bit of a guessing game at the moment, but I'd like to see Max take it off. I actually quite like Max. I like his driving style. A lot of people don't particularly like it. They probably say he's a bit aggressive. But, you know, I just like him because his head's down, bums up, and he goes for it. So, for me, I'd like to see him become world champion.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree. And just before we let you go, Alan, it's been great to have you on the show this morning. You mentioned there you've been in touch with some members of the Williams family. Obviously, a lot of sadness at this time, but sort of overall, what's the sentiment and the feeling amongst the family?
Oh, well, I think, you know, they're very happy that he went peacefully. They more than anybody can appreciate the life that Frank's had, and they can celebrate that. Jonathan just bought an old FW07 Williams about 6 months ago, and he's in the process of restoring all of that. So, I mean, it's in the blood.
Absolutely it is. He certainly packed a lot into his 79 years, and you were a big part of that, particularly in 1980. Alan, thank you so much for jumping on the line and sharing some memories of Sir Frank this morning.
My pleasure.
Great to have Alan Jones, the 1980 Formula One World Championship champion on the line, paying tribute to the late, great Sir Frank Williams.